Chapter 2. The Hanged Man. The man they were about to hang looked about 35. He was not a soldier. His smart clothes suggested that he was rich. In fact, he was a plantation owner. He had a straight nose, firm mouth, and well-shaped head. His long dark hair was brushed straight back. His eyes were large and dark gray. He had a kind expression on his face, which one would not expect from someone about to die. He was clearly no common assassin, but during wartime, even gentlemen are sometimes killed. With preparations complete, the two soldiers stepped to one side. Each pulled away the plank on which he had been standing. The man and the sergeant were left balancing on the two ends of the last plank. Once the sergeant stepped off, the man would fall and be hanged. The man's eyes were not covered. For a moment, he looked down at the water beneath his feet. He wanted his last thoughts to be of his wife and children. But he was distracted by the rushing water, the fort, and the soldiers. Then he heard a strange sound, a very loud ticking noise. What was it? The sound grew louder and louder and hurt his ears. It was as if the ticking was counting down to his death. He feared he would cry out in terror. Then he realized it was simply the ticking of his watch. He looked down at the water again one last time. He imagined being able to free his tied hands, take off the rope, and jump down into the river to escape. He would head through the woods to his home. As these thoughts flashed through his mind, the commanding officer nodded. The sergeant stepped off the plank.